Hello, it is Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this together through God's Word. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 7, 10 through 17, 1 Chronicles 8, 1 through 39, and Acts 10, 44 to 11, 10. We're going to start today with Psalm 7, 10 through 17. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head and on his own skull. His violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High. 1 Chronicles 8, 1 through 39. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Nohaha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gira, Abihud, Abishu, Naam, Ahoa, Gira, Shephaphan, and Haram. These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Gibeah, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naam, Ahijah, and Gira, that is Heglam, who fathered Uzzah and Ahihud, and Shaaraim fathered sons in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Husham and Bara, his wives. He fathered sons by Hodesh, his wife, Jabab, Zebiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sachai, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of fathers' houses. He also fathered sons by Husham, Abitub, and Elipal. The sons of Elipal, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Barai and Shema. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who caused the inhabitants of Gath to flee, and Ahio, Shaka, and Jeremoth, Zebedai, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were sons of Barai, Zebedai, Meshulam, Hezkai, Heber, Eshmerai, Ezlai, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal, Jachim, Zatri, Zadai, Elanai, Zelathai, Eli, Adoniah, Beriah, and Shemarath were the sons of Shimei, Eshpan, Eber, Elaine, Adon, Zechariah, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Athorathajah, Ifidiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak, Shamasharai, Shiharai, Athaliah, Jerashai, Elijah, and Zechariah were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers' houses according to their generations, chief men. These lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, who lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Makkah, his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zekir, and Mikloth. He fathered Shimei. Now, these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malachishua, Abimadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal. And Meribbaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Terai, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jehoiada, and Jehoiada fathered Elameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri fathered Moza, Moza fathered Benai, Rapha was his son, Elisha his son, Aziel his son. Aziel had six sons, and these are their names: Azrakam, Barachuru, Ishmael, Shiriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Aziel, the sons of Eshek, his brother, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second, and Eliphelet, the third. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 11:10. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began to explain it to them in order, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.